Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We've got a really good show planned for you tonight. I want to go ahead and get started early tonight and welcome my co-host. Let's start with Darren Deedy. Darren Deedy, are you there?
Hello. Good evening, everyone. Yes, I am here. I wouldn't miss this for anything. I'm looking forward to tonight's topic.
Excellent. We're so glad to have you. Let's go ahead and continue with our introductions, and let's go ahead and bring in Port Rosette. Port Rosette, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Always good to have you.
Good evening. It's so good to be here. Looking forward to the show tonight.
Excellent. Port Rosette, can all of you all hear me clearly because we're traveling, and it's been lightning and thundering here where we are. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes. I can hear you clearly.
Yeah, we're experiencing some rain too.
Okay, great. Okay, we must be in the same town because I'm in Port St. Lucie now. Just got here yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's go ahead and welcome Go Girl. Go Girl, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Good evening. How's everyone doing? The thundering and lightning is also here in Miami, but I believe we're going to be able to make this one of our best broadcasts.
All right. Excellent. I'm certainly looking forward to that. Since some of you all have been away, we have a new addition to our family, and that's in the person of Patricia Parker. Let's say hello to Patricia Parker. Patricia Parker, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Hello,
Good
Patricia.
Evening.
Welcome.
Hi. Okay. Hello.
I think she heard everybody. I think she heard you all. Patricia, did you hear everyone?
Yes, I did. And I do. Okay. I do appreciate and I'm glad to hear extra people.
Excellent. It's so good to have you. All right, we're going to get started, and some of our other co-hosts will be joining us momentarily. Tonight's topic is, when it comes to marriage or relationships, should you stay for worse? Should you really stay for worse? You know, the vows talk about for better or for worse. Just before we go there, let's bring in Benny from the Block. Benny from the Block, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure and honor to have you on board with us.
Good evening. It is a pleasure to be with you. I almost feel like I'm with family. Miami is my second home. I'm down there all the time now, so it's a pleasure to be around people who are from the area.
All right. Excellent. We're glad to have all of you all here with us this evening. You know, when it comes to marriage or relationships, you know, the vows say for better or for worse. Let me start with Port Rosette. And Port Rosette, what do you think those vows are saying exclusively when it says for better or for worse?
Okay, I think they're saying that you know, just how life has ups and downs, there could be some times when things aren't always roses, you know? And I want to say, when it comes to relationships, should we stay for worse? Yes, if you don't mind being someone's nurse. No, if it's something the other person can help, like cheating, Hold your lover accountable so that games will be fleeting.
Excellent. We can always count on something that will rhyme coming from Poet Rosette. We certainly appreciate that. Let me go up here to Go Girl. Go Girl. For I can understand for better, but like she just said, and cheating, that's worse. Do you stay for that as well?
I really can't answer that question. I believe that's more of an individual couple decision or solution. I personally, it really does depend on your situation and depend on that couple. So I wouldn't necessarily say that it's comfortable, but I'm not going to tell a person to leave their spouse for cheating. However, there's something that really needs to be looked at. They really need to take a good look at where they are in terms of their marriage.
Okay, all right. Sir Ben, let's bring you in here, for better or for worse. I mean, how worse? I mean, let's define some items of worse before we get to tonight's story. We're going to get to tonight's story shortly. But let's go and take a look at, for worse, what could be worse?
Sleeping with your children, having affairs with your spouse's siblings, having an affair with, your pastor, or his wife, church members. There's all kinds of things that are worse.
Being
caught looking at pornography and certain types of negative things with children could throw you in jail for years and years and destroy, you know, your life, your children's life, and your wife's life. So there's a lot of things that can be compiled into that whole statement, what could be worse. I mean, we put cheating as a high level of being bad, but the reality is that most of us was cheaters before we ever got married. I mean, most of us dated other women or other men or had boyfriends or girlfriends or had relationships with people. We didn't save ourselves for that one special person we were married to or we're supposed to be married to. It says, you know, keep yourself, you know, good and whole. So there's a lot of things that we place emphasis on that really don't have a major impact. But everything that you have in your life, in your marriage, you can get past if you have the willingness and desire to get past it. That's why he said for better or for worse. That didn't mean either better or worse. It says for better or for worse. Or is a connecting conjunction that's let you know one or the other. It is not impervious to each other.
Okay, so, all right, so even though, being from the bottom, I'm going to stay with you on this one. So even though worse can be it's worse, then it doesn't necessarily mean you have to leave. You could stay for worse.
Correct. And, you know, I listen to things all the time, people's conversations in my years of living, and it's all boils down to the same premise, lack of communication. There is a lack of communication that makes you want to just run away. If there's an issue I have as a man, and if I'm married, and I have an issue that my wife is not meeting, I need to have a conversation with her. If she's having an issue with something that I'm not doing, she needs to have a conversation with me. Most of the time, we don't have a conversation. We go out and do something crazy and then come back, and now we want to have – it's not even a conversation now. It's an argument. An argument will never resolve your situation. It's just going to perpetuate it to make it worse than what it is. Why don't we just have an understanding? If I like to do X, Y, and Z, and you've never done X and Y and Z, let's just sit down and have a conversation about that. And then that way we could come to some kind of mutual agreement to keep whatever we have in our lives okay. If I'm doing something crazy or I have a crazy thought, I'm supposed to look to my spouse to help me understand that crazy thought. No, sweetheart, that's not a good way to go. If we go down that road, then we're going to end up really, really in trouble. So let's kind of dial it back a little bit. And if I'm a communicator and I'm listening, then that worse that I could have gone down that road, it's not worse anymore. It's better for me because I get to maintain my relationship.
Okay, all right. One more, and then we're going to get to the story. Darren Didi, I want to bring you in here. Darren Dee, is there a time when worse is so bad that you can't stay?
Oh, absolutely. There's things, you know, like if it's just a communication problem, to where you can go to counselors, but then there's forms when you're being, you know, physically or sexually, you know, abused, and there's no turning back. That's one way that you really can't. But if it's something minor, you know, just, you know, lack of communication, or, you know, that you could use a counselor. But I really think if there's any kind of physical abuse going on, there is no fixing that.
All right. We're going to ask all of you all to stand by. If you're just joining us tonight, stop kids. When it comes to marriage or relationships, should you stay for worse? Now, we know what the marital vows say, for better or for worse. Tonight's couples are Ursula and Victor. Ursula and Victor, they've been married after 2 years of dating. They have now been married for only 3 years to make the marriage work. They're both in their early 30s, and this is both their first marriages. Prior to getting married, they were both in several long-term relationships that ended without having children. Ursula has always desired to have children, but wanted to make sure she was with the right man, which up to now has not happened. Now, within the last 2 years, Victor has been at Ursula's throat with massive arguments, complaints, name-calling, I mean constant name-calling, accusations, threats, both verbal and physical. He even pulls her hair and pushes her from time to time. Their marriage is at the point where Ursula is sometimes reluctant in coming home from her job as a high-tech manager. Victor works as a police officer. His constant nagging makes her feel uncomfortable around him most of the time when she's with him. Now, Ursula is a very religious woman who feels that you don't just walk away from your marriage or relationship because in marriage she signed up for better or for worse. Now, there is no doubt Ursula is feeling like she is experiencing the possible worst from Victor, even though there is no reason to suspect him of infidelity. The problem is he is extremely mean to her, which has caused her love for him to be on the decline. They have attended numerous therapy sessions, of which has not helped in their troubled marriage at all. It has not helped in their troubled marriage. Ursula is trying her very best to remain faithful to her marriage and the vows, for better or for worse. But she is realizing that she is only human and can only take so much when it comes to worse. Question is, we start out with tonight. And we're going to start out with Go Girl. Why do you think Ursula is trying to remain faithful to her marriage vows? Why do you think she's trying to remain faithful?
Well, I think Ursula is trying to stay in there because she knew that she was committed to it. And besides that, she wants to be married. She wants a family. And sometimes I think you have to weigh the good with the bad. So maybe she's just hoping that it's going to get better and her dreams of the family, you know, and being with this guy, which I believe she loves, will surpass all this behavior. I don't know, but they're due for a lot of work and a lot more commitment to their relationship.
Okay, Darren Dee, I want to bring you in here and ask you the question. If this were your friend, if Ursula were your friend and she confided in you, knowing that her husband is a police officer, would you, you know, encourage her to stay in the marriage knowing that she's had counseling and it hasn't helped?
I would not encourage her to stay. I would tell her to pack her bags and run, truthfully. Yeah, because it's not going to get any better. And I only speak with, I had a friend in the same similar issue. And for some reason, cops think they can get away with it because nothing's going to happen to them. It's like they're protected. And she's just going to continue going through abuse, and it's only going to accelerate. So she needs to jump off before she gets in too deep.
Okay, let me go here. Patricia, let's bring you in here. and ask you this question. I mean, he's a police officer. He's a man that represents the law. Should it make a difference that he pushes her and pulls her hair on occasion? I mean, for worse, should she tolerate that?
No, she shouldn't tolerate that because she is a human being no matter her husband or not. She's still human, and she got to love herself, and I feel that she should just step away and love her own self because, you know, a policeman, he doesn't have a right. He have a right to be a policeman, but he don't have a right to do that to her. And
okay.
If it's true, huh? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. And what?
I say, and if the shoe is on the other feet, if that was me, I would just step away because I know the Bible says for better, for worse, but that's worse because he is not going to change. No matter what he says or whatever counseling he's getting, it's not up to the counseling. It's up to him. He got to change for himself. He got to find God to change because he's not going to change. And he got to want to change. Not just because somebody's telling him to change. He got to want to change. If he don't want to change, she needs to just go ahead and walk off while the marriage is still young, while she still can live, you know, and learn to love herself because abuse is not a good thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but, so we're going to actually stand by. So, Port Rosette, I mean, we talked about for better, for worse, the vows. She has no reason to suspect him of infidelity. So, I mean, could she get past this name-calling, the constant accusations, the, you know, the mental abuse, and this even the physical abuse? Can she get – I mean, this is the worst. I mean,
no,
what was that? Can she really stay in that?
No, she don't
no.
need to do that because that's abusing her own self.
No,
right. Okay, Patricia, we're going to ask you to stand by just a second. Let me go to Port Rosette. Port Rosette, I mean, she's only human. She's only human, and a human, we can only take so much as humans before our cup runneth over. What do you say to that?
Yeah, no, she. If the person is willing to get help, it may be safe to stay. If not, she needs to be sensible and run away.
Okay. All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Benny from the Plot, let's bring you in now. You know, psychology, science, you know, dealing with behaviors, behavior management, social workers. I mean, all of these areas, the professional world tells you that if people are have tendencies for acts of violence, there is a strong likelihood that something could trigger that behavior for them to become violent. So Benny from the Block, the concern becomes now, I mean, can he really change? And she expect down the road through prayer and supplication that maybe her husband will change, maybe after he's almost killed her, then he realized that, you know, now it's time for me to make a change.
Absolutely. And so a lot of this has to do with maturity into who we are and what we're becoming. A lot of times when we marry somebody, you marry two separate people who are totally different in life. They don't necessarily have the same upbringing. We don't know how they were raised in their home. And so where we may think it's a horrific event, unfortunately, I grew up in a time where I used to see people fight all the time. It was not uncommon to see older couples fight, you know, back and forth. And it wasn't necessarily always physical, but some of it was. But that's just the way that some people grew up. There's homes where people grow up where fighting with their spouse or husband or boyfriend with the mother was common. You know, he get drunk, they fight, they argue, and then they go to bed and make up. So I'm not going to say that it's not plausible for a person to change. I have personally been in a situation where I was actually at an event with a girlfriend, and my cousin came up, and my cousin is very attractive, very beautiful, and she came up and she hugged me and greeted me and kissed me on the cheek. Next thing I know, I'm getting hit upside the head. Like, well, wait a minute, what just happened here? Because there was a short circuit in her mind that she had had other relationships where all her boyfriends or whatever cheated on her. And so when she saw that, she instantaneously went into an attack mode on me because she wasn't even aware that that was my first cousin. So people have all kinds of triggers. Yes, they do things out of fit and anger and rage. Yes, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this with all due respect. Do not ever underestimate yourself as to what you will or will not do. Anybody put in a really difficult situation will either fight or flight. I come to the conclusion a lot of people will fight, and they will fight because they don't know what else to do. So I don't put myself in situations where I have to fight with anybody, or if I see it even kind of coming, I'm out of there. I'm walking, I'm leaving, I'll get you an Uber or whatever, because it doesn't make sense. I'm smart enough and wise enough to know not to put myself in those situations. But when you're married and you're in the same household, you don't know unless you have conversation, and you have maturity to say, hey, I watched up watching my mom and dad fight, or I watched up watching my mom boyfriends fight. And so that's a part of who I am, because we are a product of how we are raised. So in that note, everybody has the potential to be bad, and everybody has the potential to be better and good. I have met people who were used to beat up their girlfriends, and now they love each other. They've been married for 40 years now. So people can grow and change. It doesn't always look right, but it can be right.
Okay, so being from the block, we've got you here. So would you recommend, I mean, we're sorry that you got hit upside the head. I've been there, too, and certainly have gotten hit upside the head. So the thing was, mine was a little bit different, and I've shared that on the air before, because I was watching, my neck was turning as this woman, you know, in London walked by, and when I finally caught myself, of course, I offered to buy the lady I was with at the time a coat like that one the woman was wearing. But that was, of course, my lie. That was my excuse, and I'm sorry for that. But I paid the price for that by getting knocked upside the head. So here we're talking about, in this situation now, we're talking about for worse, for absolute worse. So, Ben, I'm going to block just quickly here, and we're going to go to some of the comments that are already coming into the studio. I mean, so you're saying stick it out, and it may turn out, that worse may turn out for better.
Again, it depends on where you are maturity-wise, because an immature person will make an immature decision, which is usually always going to be incorrect. If you are mature enough to see some things as just what it is, A, he had a moment, he might not ever do it again, we need to go talk about it, we need to go talk to a counselor, we need to make sure that whatever triggered him or her to do this, let's try to get some help, some work on that. Because we all have triggers. Everybody has a trigger. Some people curse people out. Some people fight. Some people just do all kinds of crazy stuff, guns, knives, whatever. But we all have triggers, and we don't want to always admit to it. But the fact of, we're all susceptible to anything that can go wrong at any time, and we have to be in a mature mind to say, I'm not going to do that because I know in the back of my mind what the result's going to be, and I'm not going to do that. I don't want to lose my husband or wife over a quick instant response where I can hurt or kill somebody that I truly love. I'm not going to do that. But that comes with maturity.
All right. We're almost halfway through the show. So go, girl. Let's bring you in here. And, I mean, it's like there's a saying that if a man, and it's usually associated with a man, if that man hits you one time, it's just a matter of time before he hits you again. So go, girl. Do you stay there for the worst? For the second time, or do you get out? What do you do? Go, girl. You say you would not tell somebody to leave, but what would you do?
Well, I personally would not. I would not accept that type of behavior. So, but again, it doesn't have to be the worst. Maybe the individual, the other partner, started it. And so the other one just lashed out as well. So, again, it depends. Now, I'm not going to have anyone hitting me. that's just not going to happen. We might have to part ways for some time so we can understand what's really going on through some type of counseling and some type of therapy, but I'm not going to stay to let you hit me, no. And I personally, if a man hit me, I am going to leave. I'm not going to give him the opportunity to think that I'm going to tolerate it. So that's me. Now, I'm not going to just up and divorce that person, but I think he needs to understand that that part won't happen, not with me.
I understand. We're going to ask you to stand by. And I mean, I have daughters and sisters, of course, and just like a lot of people. And I would not want anybody, you know, man, either my daughter. And, you know, I probably have some double standards, and maybe I need to reach a level of maturity for that. Even if my daughters provoked it, you know, and pushed the man, I just feel, you know, he can run away. He can just don't retaliate. You know, something that upset her. It may have upset her. And these are probably double standards. It's probably wrong. I'm not perfect. But the thing is, don't hit my girls. Just if you got to leave them, leave them. But don't hit my girls. And it's almost like it doesn't matter what they did. If they proposed it. And I know I'm wrong for that. I know I am. But it's just maybe this is just I'm too protective as a father. It could be. But it's just don't, and I would not put my hands on a woman. It's just, that's just like the role, the sacred rule that you don't do that. And if my daughters was, first of all, they're probably not going to call me and say that, you know, that happened, because they don't want me, you know, they don't want me getting upset like that. But what they would, I would, because I've already told my girls, if a man puts his hand on you like that, then you don't stay there. You don't stay there for that second time. So some of you all, and, you know, again, we're all just giving our opinions, and I'm just giving mine, and that's just how I feel. And that probably won't change inside of me. Even as I mature, that probably just won't change. So, Benny from the Block, I want to bring you in here. Benny from the Block, do you have daughters or sisters? How do you feel about something like that?
Listen here, I have a sister. I love her to death. Don't get me wrong. But this fool has said some stuff that is so foul and so crazy to her husband and spouses that I even want to, honestly, I wanted to spank her butt because it was just unnecessary and my sister is a wild west. Her mouth is so vicious. I would rather a king cobra snake bite me and kill me quick than to listen to her.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm being honest, and I love her. She is like my twin. I love her to death. But I have told her on many occasions, girl, you'll make a brother lose his mind. And she has had some men lose her mind because she is just, woo, that mouth. Oh, my God, that mouth. If I could just teach her to talk sign language, I would love her even more. But I'm just being honest. Some women have mouths that will make, oh, I have to delete that thought in my mind. I heard her say something one time to her husband. I felt so bad for him, I had to leave. He should have left, but I had to leave.
Mm-hmm. So, well, you know, again.
Let's just be honest. Women, they have some words that they can say to a man. And they know. Women know how to push your buttons. Let's not make this all one man side. I'm not a male chauvinist pig at all. I'm being honest. If we're going to be honest, women know how to say stuff to push a man's button that will make that man go into orbit. I have seen it. I have experienced it, and I know. So we have to be careful. But because my sister, ooh, thank you, Father, because of my sister, the way she talks to people, she actually has gotten me to a place to know not to ever go that, because I realized just being with her, listening to her, that she provoked people into a negative response. And so she inadvertently was training me not to ever be able to respond. So in a way, it was a good thing for me. But for her victims, oh, they still going through therapy.
Well, see, so again, like here what I'm – like as I'm saying, you know, it doesn't matter what they do, even if they caused it, if they provoked it. you know, I'm just thinking, it doesn't give anybody a right. You know, they have freedom of speech just like everybody else. Nobody, a man does not have a right because a woman says something that causes provocation to put his hands on her. And I go a little bit beyond. Even if she pushes the man or hits him, you know, just leave. Just leave. But don't go retaliating. To me, you're hitting a woman is like hitting an underage child viciously. That's how I look at that. That's just me now. I might be wrong, but that's how I look at it. Darren Dede, let me just bring you in and ask you. I mean, here we've got it where we're talking about for worse. So we're saying that this police officer, he pushes her. He pulls her hair on occasion. So now, I mean, her love for him has declined. What else is left, Darren Dede? What's the reason for her
Nothing.
To stay?
See, there is no reason for her to stay. She sees, that's just the taste of what's to come. And he knows better. He should be, any human knows better to even hit anybody, especially if somebody that you love, you know. So she needs to pack her bags and take off, just disappear. Yeah, she can't stay there. Warning,
okay,
warning.
So,
no?
Right. So that worst, Darren Dede, we're going to stay with you, and then we're going to go to one of our sponsors. So, Darren Dede, the fact is, for worse, that it doesn't get any worse than that. Somebody mentally abusing you, which he does, and he's physically abusing her because he pushes her. You know, that's battery.
Yeah.
He pulls her hair. That's battery. So, I mean,
you know, when
it's
when
like,
you take those vows for better, for worse, you think, you know, for slight mishaps, you know, it's like, you know, people have these little, you know, habits or OCD issues, that kind of thing, or health issues, you know what I mean? But, that's the worst that can – she's got to pack her bags and leave.
You know, when I do premarital counseling, when I do – I'm about to perform a ceremony, I bring in a lot of non-traditional stuff that your traditional ministers may not include, because I'm not just talking to that couple who I've already talked to if I'm performing the ceremony, but I'm also talking to the audience, and it's letting the women beware, the men beware. You know, it's like I'm talking to them from what I believe to be a loving perspective, you know, that woman or that man, that's not your child, your underage child, because even when children grow up, I don't really tell them. I mean, ask them or suggest something if they ask for my advice, but I treat them like adults. So the thing is, when I'm doing a ceremony, I'm kind of talking in a loving way to the entire audience, where the couple has already heard that, but I want to send reminders to that audience. Let me bring in Marjorie Cross just before she takes a commercial break. Marjorie Cross, thank you for joining us this evening. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Yes.
For better or for worse, should you stay for the worst? Should you stay for the worst? Even if that woman is hitting the man, I'm saying the same thing. Don't stay there. Don't stay there, but don't hit her back. Just leave her.
Yes.
Marjorie Cross, I know I might be wrong for that, but go ahead. That's just my opinion.
Yes. Good evening, Dr. Walker, and good evening to all your co-hosts and to everyone on the line. Yes, very interesting subject, but if the person, the minute they start to hit you, the minute they put their hand on you, to me, that's where disrespect comes in. And I would not stay for them to keep abusing me. You know, sometimes you may say, okay, I'll give them one chance, but that's it. Sometimes you give them a chance and they come back, do it again and keep saying they're sorry and do the same thing over and over. You can't do that. So if they keep like what the police was doing to her, I could not stay like that, you know. And then they're going to counseling. So I don't think I could take that physical and mental abuse at all. I would have to leave. Nothing.
Okay, all right. All right, poor Rosette, I want to bring you in here. Poor Rosette, I'm going to ask this deep question now, and before you respond, then I'm going to say something else. Then I want to hear your response. Okay, so the first part of that is, are there times when someone may have earned the right to get hit upside the head? Okay, that's the question. And then,
no.
You know, they, okay, all right, so you're answering that. So when I looked at, I was in London and dating this lady at the time, who happened to be a diplomat, and I mean, I know it would have went sour had I reported her, but I was clearly looking at another woman. I mean, just fixated on this woman's beauty at the time. And she realized that she was standing up over me, and then when I tried to lie my way out of it, she said, you weren't looking at no coat, you were looking at that woman, and she hit me upside the head. I mean, it didn't kill me, of course. So, poor Rosette, did I earn that hit upside the head?
Yes. Maybe you
yes.
did, but I still think that she was wrong. She didn't have to do that. She could have just fussed at you instead. But I honestly believe, like with this couple, I have to say it like this. She has to put a stop to it. If not, it's going to get worse. Love should be a blessing, not a curse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay, so Patricia, I want to bring you in here now and ask, Patricia, I thought I heard maybe that was you whisper, did I deserve to get hit upside the head? Did I earn that? Your honest opinion.
Yes. Yes,
you okay. did. Why? And that's honest. Like Benny from the block said, let's be honest. And I do believe that I deserved that at the time because I was clearly wrong and made matters worse by trying to lie out of it. But so, Patricia, why did I deserve getting hit? Huh?
Because you should have been hit double because you lied, and then you know you was lying.
Okay. So in that case, so I'm saying leave, but I didn't leave. So it's almost like, okay, what am I saying? Am I talking out of two sides of my mouth? You know, since that was my situation, right? I stayed because, you know, my love for her at the time and the fact that I knew that I was wrong, but I knew I was not going to retaliate by striking her back. But I knew that I was wrong, and that hurt her, and I was wrong for that. Okay, but go ahead. Someone was about to say something.
What I'm saying is you knew that, so – How do she know that you love her? You lied, so you could be lying that you love her.
That's a very good point, Patricia. But I think that she had never experienced me doing anything like that before, and I don't know what came across. I think, well, you know what? I think it was just being human, and maybe that's what I'm looking for. Maybe that's an excuse. I don't know why I did it, but we're gonna ask you to stand by. Go girl, let's bring you in here. Go girl, I mean, I loved her enough not to leave her, you know, so I think it goes back to, you know, what's important to you. I earned that, but I would never say that a woman earns or get what she deserves by striking her, you know, even if that had happened with me, if it had been, the shoe had been on the other foot, like they said, would I have reacted the same way? No, I doubt it very seriously. I would have maybe made someone say, wow, you know, interesting. I mean, give me a little bit of respect. How about I'm right here? And then left it at that. But go girl. I mean, so when we look at for worse, does it really come down to the situation, the turn of events, what actually transpired?
In your situation, I wouldn't tolerate that either. Not you looking at someone. I just think that's just too jealous. You are right there with her. You're going to always see someone that is attractive or you might look at. But for her to hit you in the head, and I guess if you admitted to lying to her, saying, okay, I really was looking at her, she can accept that, but just because you're looking at someone, it's all kind of people in this world, and you never know what catches your eye. Just because it does doesn't mean you're going to run into that direction. But anyway, you all know the relationship there. But I think about that Instagram model down here. Her and the guy in Miami weren't married. But if it had not been for all the video that they have now taken in, they wouldn't have realized that that girl, of course, he was a black young man, an African. She was beating him up. He never did attack her. But the point is, he stayed, and she wound up killing him. So I just don't believe that that type of abuse is necessary for any relationship. If you're jealous, you better find a way to talk it out. And jealousy is really something in that person's inner esteem that they're dealing with. Maybe they don't think they are as attractive as the person you were looking at, or they just might have some kind of issue with it. And a lot of these issues come from childhood. But we have to be able to, as adults, mend ourselves and get around a lot of this behavior without hitting or striking anyone. That's just not feasible. No.
And go, girl, that's interesting that you say that. It was hard to really tell the truth because, again, that was on my part, I'm talking now, it was total disrespect. And I don't even know, it was like, my goodness, what happened to me that I got mesmerized for the moment?
Why was it total disrespect, though, that you saw someone that just was attractive?
No, but
did you walk over to her?
No, it was, okay, I'm sitting on a bench waiting for what they call the tube, which is a train in London. They call it the tube. She's standing up beside me. She didn't want to sit down, so she's standing up with her hand on my shoulder, and I'm sitting down. And so this woman walks by from the left to the right, and I saw her coming, and then my head is just fixated. My neck is swerving, and it wouldn't stop all the way until it's like I couldn't turn right anymore. Then when I finally caught myself that my lady's hand is on my shoulder, she's with me, and I'm like, how am I going to get out of this? And so I said, I'm going to buy you a coat just like what that lady has on. And she knew right away, you all are not dumb, of course. She knew I was not looking at no coat, even though, and I said, I'm going to buy you. I did eventually buy her a coat like that, but, that was trying to, make it justified. And I think that's what we try to do. We try to justify things. It was clearly a lie. And if I had come out and say, listen, I'm sorry, I don't know what got into me, it's hard. But go ahead. Go, girl, say it again.
I really don't see it as a people see people that you can't just say, I'm married to someone and I'm not going to see anybody else that is attractive. When you see people, they just might be attractive. It doesn't mean that you're going to up and leave just because that person is attractive.
Right.
But in the meantime, I don't think it was total disrespect. Personally, I would never let you buy me the same coat if I believe it was the coat that you liked.
You probably didn't remember that time.
Buy me a different one. I would let you buy me one, but it'll be a different one. It won't be that
right.
Much.
But the thing is, I didn't just look at her. I was staring, and my eyes were fixated.
I was
going to
ask you, did you really like what you saw? or probably walked around in front of you and said, is this any better? Whatever.
Right. I understand. We're going to ask you all to stand by. We got a number of comments that we want to get to. We're going to take at least 5 or 6 of them. Let me go to the phone lines once again. I'm not sure who we have online. We're going to call the first 6 numbers, 772-878. Who do we have with us and welcome? 772.
Hello?
Yes. 772-878. 877.
877.
Yes. Who do we have with us?
This is Eula Campbell.
Okay. Eula Campbell. Ms. Campbell, thank you for joining us this evening. Ms. Campbell, should you always stay for worse? Let me just ask you that question. Should you, if your relationship is just so bad, should you just hang in there really till death do you part or until that other person kills you? What do you do?
It all depends what it is. because I told my husband, maybe before we got married, that one thing I'm not going to tolerate is physical abuse, because I'd seen that in my family. My sister was physically abused, and so I told him, I'm not going to put up with that. So the first time you put your hands on me, I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
So he never tried that, and it's going on 55 years. Yeah.
Wow, that's
yeah, he
awesome.
Never tried
that,
that
is congratulations.
And I'm saying, yes, that we should do unto others as we would like them to do unto us.
Yeah.
You don't hit me,
okay.
And I don't hit you.
That's
you know,
right.
You respect each other. If you look at somebody,
mm-hmm.
you know, while you're with me, well, you have eyes to see. I mean, you're by my side. You're my man. You know, I'm not going to be worried about that or knock you, you know, knock you beside your head or something like that.
Right.
No, you know,
okay.
That's probably your personality. You know, and especially if we're not married.
Okay.
You know,
I
would wait until we get home or get alone to, you know, to discuss that or something if it's bothering me that much, you know.
I see. Uh-huh. But I did know that the lady that I was with, I knew that she was not a violent person. And, I mean, she did get my attention. I tell you that. She got my attention. I mean, she didn't hit me hard enough to cause serious damage. You know, and I thought that, you know what, I should have known better. Oh, anyway, let's take some of the comments that have come in. Let me go with Darren Dede for the first one. Darren Dede, this party writes in and says, when it comes to marriage relationships, should you stay for worse? She says, I personally think that marriage is different than just having a relationship with someone you may be dating. As such, I don't think you can really compare the two. That's how I see it. Can you really compare the two? Because what may happen while you're dating, if you see the red flags, of course that's the time to run. But if you didn't see the red flags and the person changes in marriage, should you still stay there for worse, Darren Dede?
You try it for a while, but, yeah, you have to jump ship. Yeah, because there's sometimes, you know, when you're dating, this is a different relationship. But then, you know, when you get married, they become possessive. Not necessarily. I can't put a label on every marriage, but it can turn that way, and it goes south. And as much as you try to hang in there, you've got to jump ship.
As much as you try to hang in there, you got to jump ship. Okay.
You try to think the best, and it doesn't get any better on its own.
All right. Patricia, let me bring you in here and ask you the question around those lines. Just because you're dating and it's worse, or just because you're married and it's worse, should there be any difference because you're married versus dating?
Well, because you're married, you have to say vows, and in dating, because dating, you know, you just in a relationship, and I think it's only different is if they have kids involved, because you don't take abuse if that person is abusing you while you're dating him, you don't need to marry him. Because he's going to be a very abusive more because he feels that he owns you then because you say, I do. And then when people feel that they own you, they'll do anything to you, you know?
Uh-huh.
So.
All right. So, okay, I want you to stand by just a second. Benny from the block, I want to bring you in here. I think I heard what Patricia was just saying. She says, you know, having the children makes a difference. Benny, do you think that that's the case? I mean, I don't see that. If it's abusive and you've got the children, that's probably better. It's never a wrong time, I don't think. I think that that's a wise time to get out because you don't want those kids scarred by that behavior, by watching that. Benny from the block, your thoughts.
I'm going to say this, and I hope I don't offend anybody. But I'm going to say this in point blankness. You cannot make change in a game if you're not in the game anymore. If you're outside the game, you have no power. So when you leave, you can't make a difference in nobody's life, your children, your husband, your spouse, whatever. You got to stay in the game to work it out. And if we have enough courage and understanding that we can make a change from the inside out, then we have a better chance to have a successful marriage going forward. Everybody's learning each other when you're in a marriage. Some people are even learning each other in the later years of life. But you have to stay in the game to try to figure out if it's a definite end. I just said this to a listener with me, my sister. I said, you have to get to a place where you are at a point where you say, I don't want that anymore, in order for you to leave. Until then, nobody can really tell you anything. You have to get to that place in your life where you don't want to be involved in that anymore. And that comes with wisdom and understanding. Oh, I was going to make another comment in 2 seconds. A lot of times what we fail to understand is a lot of these shows we watch on TV, Housewives, this, that, blah, those shows all promote violence. And because there is such a violent nature and tendency now in this country, a lot of men and women don't know how to hold their own anger, and they just fight for everything. Anything silly, they fight over.
So can't the separation doesn't mean you're going to file for a divorce, but if your life might be in jeopardy or this person has hit you in the head, you don't think that leaving would kind of get their attention to the point of you're not going to accept that behavior instead of staying there and letting him beat you up in front of your kids?
Okay, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it this way. Nothing in life happens just all of a sudden. In other words, that behavior was present in the dating, in the courtship, in the engagement. That behavior was already, I'm telling you, men are very simple people. And how we are in our simplicity is what we show. We either raise our voice or get angry, get dumb. We see that behavior because I want a man, I love him. We overlook a lot of things. So when I tell you that yes, because you've already accepted that behavior or allowed that to happen in your life, you already know who he is. So either try to help him or just get out of it. But if you're going to get out of it, get out of it because it's dangerous to your life, not because you had another episode that you just didn't want to work with anymore.
All right,
well,
we're going to ask all of you.
But
we're going to ask you all to stand by. But I don't suggest anybody stay and wait for a second time. But then, you know, that's an individual decision because that second time could be the fatal time. And the reason why I say this because I have seen this over and repeatedly, that people even during the separation, go girl, when they separate and one of the parties feel like, okay, I've got remorse now, there's something that triggers, that will trigger them, that behavior again. And then that time it's worse because they remember that separation period. And it's like what they felt when they went through that separation period. There's two factors oftentimes that psychology teaches us that causes people to make a change, a positive change or a negative change. And that's if you have a dramatic or traumatic experience. And so when you've gone through those experiences, you will remember what that felt like. You don't want to experience that again. If a man, in some cases, we're getting noise in the background from someone's phone. If you're doing a lot in the kitchen, if you could just mute your phone, please. Okay, so what happens is, and Port Rosetta, I want to come to you. And maybe you can close us out in about 4 minutes. You'll close us out, Port Rosette. So you remember that traumatic experience. If that man is without that woman, and because he was the party that caused the violation or the infringement or the infraction, then he knows that I can't live without this woman. So now he wins her back, and then his behavior can be triggered by something she did, where she may not have had a provocative thought to do that, may not have been her motive or her intent, but he triggers and he says, this time he's going to go all the way. Okay, watch some, just even in episodes where, like, I watch a lot of legal shows, like Court Cam, but I'm talking about real stuff, Court Cam that comes on, and you watch how when people get sentenced sometimes or they've committed a crime and then the judge is, you know, giving sentence down, handing down sentence. Well, they curse the judge out, and all of a sudden now they get more time. Well, they come before the judge again, the same judge, and now they want to say, I apologize for my behavior. I apologize to the family and so forth and so on. And then the judge is not buying it. The judge gives them the same sentence because they were trying. Sometimes the attorneys will tell them, listen, if you apologize to the judge may not hold you, you know, sentence you, you know, he may reduce that or she may reduce that. Well, all of a sudden the judge is not buying that. So now the apology is almost like not accepted. Then they go back off on that rage again. They go back at it. So let me bring in Port Rosette just quickly here before you close us out. Port Rosette, do you think it's worth it to stay there and risk somebody now coming at you hard like that?
No, it's not worth it because just like what my mom brought up with her sister, in the end, my mom and dad had to go by and rescue my aunt because her husband broke her jaw. So it's not worth it.
No, absolutely. And I don't see that either under any circumstances. Let's take another comment here, and we'll have Port Rosette close us out in about 3 minutes. Let me try to get through 15 seconds or less, you all, 15 seconds or less, and let's see if we can try to stay on point with these comments. Let me go to Darren Deedy real quickly here. Darren Deedy with this one here. This male, he says, whether it's marriage or a relationship, I don't think anyone should stay in a situation where it is not healthy. To me, worse can be unhealthy. Darren Deedy, what are your thoughts on that? Can worse be unhealthy?
Yes, worse can be unhealthy, very unhealthy. Because if they, put you down, yell at you in front of other people in public, disrespect you in front of family members, yeah, it's kind of eats at your soul after a while.
All right, we're going to go now to Patricia. Patricia, 15 seconds or less, please. This female, she says, I saw my mother stay in a marriage for completely worse because she felt her religion frowned on divorce. Well, after over 20 years, she did divorce and was better off for doing so. I'm glad she did. Should you stay because of religion, Patricia?
No, you shouldn't stay because of religion. You should never stay in no marriage. If it's not happy or nonviolent.
Okay, all right.
You're not supposed to do that.
All right. Let's go here. Marjorie Cross, I want to bring you in quickly here and ask you this next one here. Marjorie Cross, this male, he writes in, he says, I think some people are brainwashed to stay for worse in any marriage or relationship, especially when it comes to physical or mental abuse. There is no reason, in my opinion, why people would stay. He said people are brainwashed to stay. That means sometimes people are saying they're sorry, and then you just go right back and, you know, boom. What do you say?
Yeah, people tend to do that. Sometimes they say they're sorry, and then they go back with them, and they do the same thing. It's not worth it.
All right. We're going to go with...
You want to be a or...
Yeah, we're gonna give it to you twice tomorrow night on tomorrow's program because we're running out of time and we want to give Port Rosette enough time to end the show. Just quickly here, we're going to bring in Patricia. Patricia, real quickly here, and this comment, she says, staying for worse, in my opinion, is like giving up on looking forward to having a better life at some point on earth. Why stay with someone for worse when you really don't have to? Just quickly, Patricia.
Some people stay with people because of material things or money, but material and money is not everything. Happiness is more important.
All right, good. On that note, we're going to give the last one to Port Rosette, and she will close us out. This male, he says, in my opinion, a person who stays for worse is someone who has made a choice to do so. If staying for worse is a free choice, then why not choose to leave and desire a better life? To me, that makes more sense than being miserable where you are not happy and fulfilled. Port Rosette closes out, for better or for worse.
Yes,
when it comes to marriage relationship.
Yes, I agree. I agree with that person. Choose for better. Love is patient. Love is kind. And I'm glad you're mine.
You make my life complete, and you treat me oh so sweet. You are the apple of my eye, and when something goes wrong with us, I just want to cry. I'll never leave you or deceive you, and I hope you feel the same way about me too. I hope that our love will remain true. And so, and then also I heard something with someone saying about people, you know, just staying in it for the wrong reasons. Well, beware, ladies. A nice car, a handsome guy, many girls are bored from any material thing. Love and joy this will not bring. Why not find a guy who would give you a flower instead rather than someone who will just fill garbage and sweet nothings in your head? Because in the end, you'll be happier with a nice guy. Remember, the most important things in life do not require money. Just live for love and happiness, honey. And I know for sure religion will never tell you to stay, because I personally have heard even God say to me that, and I'm going to use my name in it, the devil tried to lynch me through you, but God be praised, I have made it through. I experienced things, emotional abuse, that was not right. And I know for sure that love is what God expects in relationships, and we have to set boundaries against the other stuff in order to save the love that we have and for it to keep growing, because that's it. We want our love to grow. And so God wouldn't be condoning it, because any form of abuse is a form of murder, because Christ said that even if you look at someone to hurt them or harm them. And so we need to be careful about what we allow into our relationship, because in the end it will destroy it.
All right. On that note, we certainly
so let's choose for
Rosette.
Better.
All right. On that note, we're
and
clearly out of
love.
Time. Port Rosette, thank you. Thank you for that beautiful closing. As always, we certainly do appreciate all of you all comments tonight. We sorry for comments that came into the studio that we weren't able to get to. And we apologize to some of our audience, our callers, who we weren't able to get to tonight. Please call in early enough and join us here tomorrow night, when the topic will be, when it comes to failing to have our way, should we give up on God? When it comes to failure to have our way, should we give up on God? You don't want to miss tomorrow night's program. Join us here live tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Until tomorrow night, and we'll be back here, that's right, Saturday morning for the Miracle Prayer Day. If you're standing in need of a miracle, we're going to ask you to call us 6:30 that morning and join us by calling the same number. Until tomorrow night or until Saturday morning, the first week you choose to bypass either one of those, we'll be back here next week, next Thursday, for the Dr. Death Walk Show. So until tomorrow or Saturday, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Good night,
good night
everyone.
Everyone.
Good night, everyone. Great closing.
Good. My dear, appreciate you closing.
Good night.
And have a good night.
Keep safe and keep
good
well.
Night.
Good night.
All right, guys. Bless weekend.
God bless you all. Yes. Bye-bye.